Now today we heard the Lord teach us about treasure. Now what is treasure? Well, very often when we think about treasure, we think about something like a pirate's treasure, a great chest full of gold and silver and precious stones. And that certainly is part of treasure. But really we can say that everything we have that is worth something to us is part of our treasure, whether it is gold or silver or precious stones or money or land or houses. Anything that is special to us is part of our treasure. But the Lord also taught us today that there are two kinds of treasure. There's treasure on earth and treasure in heaven. And we just talked about the treasure on earth. But is there treasure in heaven? Well, we are told that there are great treasures in heaven. We are told, for example, that the houses and palaces in heaven are beautifully adorned with gold and silver and precious stones. We are told that the gardens in heaven have trees with leaves of silver and gold and fruits of precious stones. Even the clothes of the angels are adorned with gold and silver and precious stones. So there's not only treasure in heaven, but the fact is that there's much more treasure in heaven than we have here on earth. Not only much more of it, but much more wonderful and beautiful than what we have here. So it certainly is true that there is a treasure in heaven. But the Lord also taught us here that one treasure is better than the other. The Lord taught us the treasure in heaven is much better than the treasures we have here on earth. And not only because there's more of it and because it is much more beautiful, but there's another difference between the two treasures. Now, what happens to all the treasures you have here on earth when you die and you go to heaven? Does it come with you? No. You leave it behind. It becomes somebody else's. But the treasure you have in heaven and is waiting for you there, when you get to heaven and find your treasure that's been waiting for you there, then that treasure is going to stay with you forever and ever. And not only that, but it is going to grow and grow to all eternity. So it is indeed a much more wonderful, much more special treasure than whatever we might have had here on earth. So the question is, how do you gather this treasure? And the fact is that we gather it while we are still living here on earth. Where does the gold of heaven come from? But it comes from the Lord. It comes from His love. Whenever we turn to the Lord and try to follow Him, then we receive the Lord's love. And when we receive the Lord's love, we also receive our golden heavenly treasure. And whenever we let ourselves be guided by the Lord, we receive His wisdom. And with that, we also receive our heavenly treasure of silver. And whenever we learn truths from the Word, truths such as, for example, the Ten Commandments, and we think about these things, and we try to understand them, and we try to make them part of our lives, then we receive precious stones for our treasure in heaven. So that way it is that we gather together all the things of our heavenly treasure, a treasure that will stay with us and grow with us to all eternity. But there are two other things that are important to consider here. The first is that the Lord never said that treasure on earth is bad. And the second thing is that this is not really as much a question of material compared to spiritual treasure, as it really is a question of where do we deposit our spiritual treasures that we receive from the Lord through His Word. Do we deposit them on earth or do we deposit them in heaven? As to the first point here, we know that the earthly and material things are indeed numbered among the blessings. As it said here in the Arcana Celestia, that blessing being each and all things that are from the Lord, thus celestial, spiritual, natural, worldly, and corporeal things. And also in the work on divine providence, it says that when dignities and wealth are blessings, they are spiritual and eternal. So all the things that are present here with us on earth, even the most corporeal and external things, can indeed be blessings from the Lord when, you might say, when our priorities are right. And also, as to the second point, as we heard in our lesson today from the Apocalypse explained, by earth and heaven in this teaching by the Lord, in the internal sense, is meant the external and the internal man. And we may say that by laying up treasure on earth is meant to lay these things from the Word up only in the external man. That is, laying them up simply as external empty knowledges in our memory, using them as a facade to hide what is within, hiding, we may say, the emptiness within. And the things that are laid up in that way only in the external mind, in the external man, these things are indeed taken away. That is, that they fall away with the death of the body. They are removed by means of astations, and so when they are removed, it is indeed revealed the emptiness within. Likewise also, to lay these things, these treasures up in heaven, is to lay them up in the internal man. Which means not only that we make these spiritual treasures of good and truth our perpetual possessions by both knowing them, understanding them, and living them, but also that we collect a treasure that way whose splendor and magnitude we are not even aware of while we are living in this world, because they are laid up on the plane of the internal man, which is above the state of our consciousness while we are living in this world. It is, as is also taught in the Arcana Celestia, that those who, when reading the word, are in enlightenment, see it from within, for their internal is open, and when the internal is open, it is in the light of heaven. This light flows in and enlightens even when man is unaware of it. And further, when the external man apprehends the word according to the letter, the internal man apprehends it at the same time according to the internal sense. Although the man, while living in the body, is not aware of this. When a man comes into the other life and becomes an angel, he knows the internal sense as of himself without instruction. In other words, all the things we learn, and indeed no matter how quickly we may forget them after we learn them, nevertheless stay with us on the plane of the internal man. And not only that, but we may consider the fact that the total mass of our knowledge and experience that is put into our external memory, both the things we remember and the things we forget, all these by themselves constitute only a fraction of the real treasure that is gathered by us during our life on earth. And this is very important to remember, because sometimes we can feel very discouraged when we endeavor to gather these spiritual riches. It seems to be such a slow process. So often we fail to comprehend things. There are so many things we forget and things we find difficult to obey that are perhaps even that we, it seems to us, beyond our capacity to love. Fact is that sometimes perhaps the only enlightenment we experience is that we realize that we didn't understand what we thought we did. And so it is that we need to know that our meager progress that we are aware of, that which is seen here on earth in the external man, does not really represent the full internal growth that is taking place in the internal man, where our treasure in heaven is laid up. But that these small bits and seeds of truth and accomplishment simply are tokens of what will emerge from the hidden depths of the mind if we make the Word our guide and authority in thought and in life. And that way it is we will gather an inheritance and true treasure that will become fully ours when the veil of the material is parted and we enter into the brightness of the eternal realm. Amen.